What is up, everyone? Welcome back to the Giants Nation podcast. I hope you all are. I hope everyone is having a wonderful Monday afternoon. And guys, the NFL regular season is finally over. A lot of crazy football this year, you know. And I'm pretty sure, you know, it was a hell of a year to hang out with you guys. You know, it was a lot of fun. But guys, the regular season's over. You know, it is time to talk playoffs. The New York Giants will go. The New York Giants will be playing the Minnesota Vikings, you know, this upcoming Sunday, 4:25 p.m. Eastern, and it is going to be, this is going to be an interesting and fun game. You know, going into this game, obviously these two teams have met before. And the last time these two teams played each other, the Minnesota Vikings won the game by a 62-yard field goal by Greg Joseph. But I think going into this game, don't sleep on a confident New York Giants team. Because I'm going to say this right now. And people can say, oh, Justin, you know, people have been telling me this for the past few years. Oh, Justin, you don't know crap about football. But I may not know everything about sports, because I'm mainly talking about this football team because I'm a fan of this football team. But I do my research on this team every day, you know, because, you know, it's like I'm pretty sure any loyal fan, or if you're a true fan of any sport, either that's the NFL, NHL, MLB, NBA, I'm pretty sure you would do your own research or see what's going on with the team that you're cheering for, you know, on a day-to-day basis. You know, but look it. I'm gonna say this right now. This is a New York Giants team that's not the same. This is a total different New York Giants team. This is a New York Giants team that's going to be confident, and this is a New York Giants team that's going to be healthy going into this game. And I'm gonna say this right now. This New York Giants team won't be pasty for anyone in the NFC playoffs. And I'm pretty sure a lot of people are going to laugh at that, because no one's going to take the Giants for real. You know, everyone, I'm pretty sure some people out there still think that this is a class clown of a franchise, but it's not. This team is disciplined. This team wants to win. And this team will fight you for 60 minutes. You know, look it. This was the rarest of gifts for the Giants, for the players, and for the fans who invest so many of their Sunday afternoons in them. This was a consequence-free Sunday. Nothing the Giants did would matter. It was like the NFL infused with Seinfeld. A game about nothing. You know, the real work and the real fun begins now. Next weekend will come an airplane trip to Minneapolis and the franchise's first playoff game in more than 2,100 days. Next week will come the rich reward of all they have built across the season's first 18 weeks and 17 games. Sunday was about fun. Sunday was about fun, or as much fun as an NFL game allows. Anyway, starters were kept off the field. Both sides of the ball, Davis Webb walked in off the street and ran for one touchdown and threw for another. The Inferno Eagles and their even more Inferno fans were forced to sweat through a 22-16 win at Lincoln Financial Field that sure should have been a lot easier than this. But that's the funny part right there. That's the funny part. There are a few things about the NFL. The Eagles, who have been superb from the start this season, were the ones forced to play to win a game they absolutely needed to obviously clinch the number one seed in the NFC, while at the same time doing everything in their power to avoid even a scratch or a scrape. It's hard to play football that way. You know, the Giants essentially had a vacation week and still managed to bring some feel-good vibes home with them up the turnpike. That's been the theme all year. They've lost 7 games, but almost always managed to sow seeds of hope. Even if the scoreboard disagreed, it has bred a team that must be brimming with confidence as the NFL's marquee season begins. You know, Brian Daboll said after this one, which wasn't official until Philly's Reed Blankenship smothered an onside kick with 1:38 left in the game, he was saying it's a one-game season. You know, and just hearing Brian Daboll say that, you know, that finally allowed the 68,879 fans inside the link to exhale. That officially turned the page from what the Giants have done to what they must do. A grand opportunity awaits. You know, look it. We needed this because we need to have our best week of preparation. You know, and then, you know, recalling the first time the Giants faced the Vikings this year. When you play a team close all the way to the end, usually the team that makes a few more plays wins. And they did. All our prep will be geared to that team. And here's the thing. Maybe the standings insist that the Eagles finished 4.5 games better than the Giants this year. Maybe the Vikings already beat the Giants. Maybe the 49ers have a defense that seems like it's going to require the rest of the NFC to go through San Francisco to get to the Super Bowl. Look it, those are the three elite teams in the NFC right now, in my opinion. For now, we'll have to play, wait, and see with the Cowboys, who are horrible in what turned out to be a meaningless game against mighty Sam Howell and the Commanders on Sunday, and now have Tom Brady to deal with next week in Tampa. Ask yourself this, guys. Should any of those teams frighten the Giants? Should Minnesota, which only defeated the Giants on Christmas Eve thanks to a 62-yard field goal, and also a spotty DPI that nullified a key interception? Should San Francisco, which for all its defensive prowess and all its fancy offensive stars, is still relying on Mr. Irrelevant at quarterback? Should Philly? Really? No. The Giants may not be anyone's idea of a favorite to come out of the NFC, but they are nobody's idea of a pasty either. You can be sure the Vikings, given truth serum, would have preferred to see someone else on the other side of the field next week at US Bank Stadium, given the way the last meeting shook out. You know? So all I'm saying is this. Whatever happens the rest of the way, the Giants are already well ahead of schedule. In year one of the Joe Shane Brian Daboll partnership, this team is already back in the playoffs. It's even wrong to say that they're playing with house money. when you clinch your spot with room to spare, it means you're good enough to expect more than merely a participation trophy. The Giants are good enough. The real work starts now. The real fun starts next weekend. You know, and guys, look, this is what the playoffs is all about. When it comes to the postseason, no team doesn't care about no player cares about no players. You know, when it comes to playing on the field, it's all about war. It's all about fighting for the gold, fighting for that Super Bowl trophy. This is not new to me. I've watched football for a long time. I've been watching this sport for a long time. I know how everything goes. It's simple. It's win or get eliminated. That's the main game of the playoffs. You win, you're in. You stay, you keep winning, fight, and get to the postseason, get to the Super Bowl. That's what you have to do. It's all about shedding all your blood, sweat, and tears on the field to get a win. Every single playoff game. Either it's in the wild card or the divisional round or in a championship game. You gotta do whatever you can to win. And that's what this New York Giants team that is finally disciplined by a real head coach, this team is not going to take anyone lightly. This team is going to fight. And we're playing a team that we can beat. I understand we're rebuilding. The Cincinnati Bengals, they're still rebuilding. And look it, they got to the Super Bowl. Don't sleep on any team because there's so much talent nowadays in the NFL. Even though we have a bad receiving core, we have a smart offensive coordinator, we have a guy in Daniel Jones who's starting to get how to lead an offense down the field. We got one of the best running backs in the league in Saquon Barkley. We got a defense that's looking to come after you. We're going to be fully healthy going into this game. Because we didn't have Adoree Jackson. We didn't have Xavier McKinney the last time we played the Vikings. This is going to be a fun game. I'm excited. And I think you guys should be excited as well. But that's all I have to say for today. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. I'll see you guys tomorrow. But until then, I'm out. Peace.